Welcome to the Culpus Speaking Podcast. This is not my normal taping day, but being that North Carolina is being impacted by Hurricane Florence, I had a little downtime today, and I wanted to do a live video to talk about this, but being that I've been battling some sort of cold or something for the last couple of days, my face is not camera worthy already, so I decided, since my voice is finally starting to come back, to use this platform to talk about something that hit me just a few minutes ago. So again, for those who don't know me, my name is Terrence L. Culp. I'm the president and the CEO of Culp is Speaking, and today I want to talk about the curse of the comments. The curse of the comments. I was on the page of a person that I follow on social media, and this person was touting a new product that they have entered into the marketplace, and this product is being received very well, and there were about 15 people that commented positively about the young man's product, and there was one person that had a negative comment. The comment was full of vitriol. The comment was very malevolent, very menacing, very negative. And out of all of the positive comments that were left, the individual who made the original post did not comment on those. But the one person who responded negatively, he actually took time to respond back to that person. And I found that very interesting. We live in a world where comments often control our narrative. And what I've noticed is that people will bypass 1,000 positive responses to go and to do battle with the two or three negative Nancys that are in their comments, either speaking negatively about their product or negatively about their about the person or what have you. And I get it. We have a defense mechanism. No one likes to be attacked. I don't like to be attacked. I certainly don't like my family or friends to be attacked. But here's something that I've noticed, and here's something that I really feel very strongly, is that if you're going to be a doer, if you're going to be a person that puts products into the marketplace, if you're going to be a person that is going to put ideas into the public space, if you're going to be a person that is going to put any type of product anywhere or do anything, you're going to have to be cautious of the curse of the comments. Number one, you've got to understand that many people, the full extent of their offering to society is the comment section. They don't have anything to say outside of their comments. They haven't created any content outside of their comments. And so for the sum total of their expression, their commentary is all they have. So you cannot allow the curse of the comments to control what you create, what you release, how effective your release is. You've got to live above the curse of the comments. And number two, for those of you who are going to read the comments, because I read comments on my page too, I want to challenge you to respond to the positive comments more than you respond to the negative ones. All negative comments are not bad. They're not. Feedback is necessary for growth. Feedback is a gift. But don't ignore the 20 people who say, hey, what you're offering is wonderful, to argue with the one person who said, hey, I don't like it. You're wasting time, space, and energy. Beware of the curse of the comments, right? So this is my Hurricane Florence edition of the Culp is Speaking Podcast. Listen, I want you to do me a favor. Monday is coming, and I want you to partner with me, if you will. I want you to text the letters MMM, the number 3, to 97,000. The letters MMM 3 to 97,000. I want to partner with you to make your Mondays the very best day possible. Listen, please stay safe in the storm. Hope that all is well. Until Monday.